Just before the Fredericksburg battle, Hattie Lawton was finally released from Castle Thunder, along with a Union cavalry colonel as part of a prisoner exchange. The Pennsylvania colonel, who had become friends with Price Lewis at Castle Thunder, secretly carried a note from the agent to Pinkerton. Lawton went immediately to Washington to brief federal authorities on what had happened to Timothy Webster. Pinkerton had a subordinate write a letter back to Lewis, which reached him on New Year's Eve. The former spy chief regrets your arrest, your sufferings, your long confinement, and that his efforts thus far have not proved successful in your liberation, the letter read. Everyone at the Pinkerton agency desires to express the wish and hope of your early deliverance. Van Loo and other Richmonders could hear the muffled rumble of artillery fire from the Fredericksburg battle to the north. The Confederate capital had become infested with pickpockets, prostitutes, burglars, and thugs. Van Loo and other ladies felt threatened on city streets. Rapes increased. Castle Godwin became packed with criminals. Winder's corrupt detectives raided brothels and gambling houses with little effect. Burglars even struck the home of the provost marshal general, who was already in an ill mood after he learned he would not be promoted to major general. The wealthy began feeling the economic pinch. Slaves slipped away and headed north, taking with them clothing, bedding, and any other articles they could carry from mansions. Confederate currency became deeply depreciated. Citizens were at the mercy of speculators. With food and fuel becoming scarcer because of the Union naval blockade taking hold, the city's young elite organized what they called the Starvation Club, with Spartan supplies for weekly parties. Van Loo had the resources to get through the shortages, but conditions became more serious for the working class. Bread riots later erupted among hungry and angry women, which Jeff Davis had to personally defuse. To compound Richmond's woes, a smallpox epidemic broke out in poor sections of the city, which had to be quarantined.